culture, Western culture as a whole, has made the Jew into this helpless, passive, pimply-faced yeshiva student, you know, who sits around praying, reading texts, doing nothing else, not getting any sun, not appreciating nature, not going out to the world, not engaging with other human beings, not being socialized. In other words, it wasn't just that there's anti-Semitism, but that the product of this condition has created a kind of pitiful Jew. In other words, the critique on the part of the Haskalah and the Zionists is that we not only have to create the conditions for a tolerable society where Jews can live in peace, but we have to create a new Jew, a new culture, a new Judaism, because the Judaism of the old rabbinic way is simply backward wrong and has removed from the Jew his ability to feel, to engage in the outside world, to be totally human. In other words, that particular critique, the new Jew, the new Zionist, or the new Maskil, is really, they are analogous. And from this, in other words, here you can see the relationship between Haskalah and Zionism quite clearly. But Zionism is also a critique of the Haskalah. In other words, it's a critique of traditional Jewish society. But ultimately, it's also a critique of the Haskalah. Why? Because the Zionist no longer, as you can figure out, can live with the assumption that education and integration into European society can work. It can't work. In other words, all the Maskilim had done was to commit themselves to the idea that if we work hard, if we somehow change the face of this Jewish community, we will be accepted. The Zionists work with the assumption that it's not going to happen. It's impossible any longer. We've given up hope of this integration. And by you trying to ape after the society as a whole, being like everybody else, you have lost your own self-confidence, you have lost your own self-pride and your own self-worth. To have worth, to have a sense of self, one needs to create the conditions of a new society, of a new culture, which is thoroughly Jewish, where Judaism is the cultural paradigm, which Judaism is the cultural expression, where Hebrew is the language that can be spoken. By creating the normal conditions that every society is entitled to, we will eliminate the problem of anti-Semitism on the one hand, but more than that, we will have transformed that Jew into a new creature, into a new animal. Zionism, therefore, takes the idea from the Haskalah of creating the new Jew, but the new Jew can only be created outside of European society, not any longer within European society. If one is looking for a specific date, it's very hard to date this, of course, when the Zionist prognosis of the Jewish problem emerges most powerfully, it comes about 1881, 1882 in Russia, where a series of pogroms deeply impact upon Jewish populations. Many Jews are killed and persecuted. And what is most disconcerting is that this hostile attitude towards Jews, is not only the expression of the so-called unwashed masses, but seems to involve the intelligentsia, the intellectual classes as well, throughout Russia and Eastern Europe. Clearly, there were pogroms to follow. The famous pogrom of Kishinev in 1903, and a whole series of hostilities and pogroms throughout the second and third decades of the 20th century. Russia eventually realized it had a problem with Jews and with anti-Semitism. But clearly, from the perspective of the Zionists, they were sure after this date that ultimately a radical solution of getting out of Europe was called for. In fact, if you begin to look at some of the biographies of the Maskilim at this period of time, you see that in terms of their own autobiography, there is a shift from being a Maskil, a believing, and after 1881, no longer believing in European society. It's not going to work. In other words, the Maskil becomes a Zionist as a result of this event. Now, I don't want to put too much stock in this one year. I think that emphasizes too much a crisis date when we have to look at the larger picture. But nevertheless, for many, this was a turning point, and clearly we can see this as well. Now, let me mention here only three names, and I'm not going to really talk about them at great length, but clearly they are all the same in that they became Zionists because of anti-Semitism, because of this new radical situation, which called for a radical solution.